Welcome to Windows into Eternity with Almeen. This hour you will receive powerful revelations of a world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. Here's your host, Almeen.
Good evening, everyone. This is Jan. On behalf of Almeen, I'd like to welcome you to our show tonight. We have several guests with us, which I'll tell you more about. We are going to begin this evening a three-part series that's called The Gathering of the Light Family. And what this show is attempting to do is to present a way for all of us to connect the international student base that Almeen calls her Light Family. And what we'd like to do is show you how mastery expresses in the lives of different students around the world. One of the great benefits of attending class with Almeen is that you make friends all over the world. So you might get on your email and there will be an email from someone in Malaysia or someone in Australia, or your Skype has somebody from Toronto. Or you could be talking to somebody from down the street. But what we'd like to do is just really show how we all came to study with Almeen, why we continue to study with Almeen, and the great changes we've seen in our lives. So to start our show off tonight, forgive us for being a little late. We had a few technical glitches, which we hope will not happen again. But I'd like to start off with a few announcements. One of them is that Almeen has given a great holiday gift this year to all of her students. And what that is, you can look at it on the blog, which is Almeen's Diary, on www.almeentypepad.com. And this is a gift of her cookbook. It's a British cookbook, and it's called Cooking with Class, Memoirs and Meals. And in the book, Almeen shares some photos of herself, and, of course, her delicious recipes, some different excerpts, little amusing stories and anecdotes. And we think that you'll really enjoy this gift. And we thank Almeen for her generosity in making that available to us. You can go to schoolofarcana.org and click on Cooking with Class, and that's a free gift to you from Almeen and her beautiful daughter, Jaylene. One of the other announcements we'd like to make is Holiday Class with Almeen, which is December 7th to 11th. That class is to be held in Newport, Oregon. If you'd like to attend, we need to find out from you that you would like to make plans, then you can call Hilda at the Spiritual Journeys office. And that number is 540-499-0016. There's just a couple more announcements. One of those is that there's a beautiful new hardcover book available from Almeen that's called Seer's Journey. This is a very favorite book of Almeen's, and she's written so many. I don't even know how she can remember all that she's written. But it's a delightful book written in a similar vein to Khalil Gibran's book, The Prophet. And in it, she shares stories of her life and just different anecdotes of wisdom, aphorisms. There's some beautiful artwork in it that one of Almeen's students created named Raj, who's from the Toronto pod. And I think you'll really enjoy looking at that. You can get that book on the Spiritual Journey store as a hardcover, and it's also available as an electronic book on the School of Arcana store. My very last announcement this evening, and then we'll get started with our guest, which I know you want to hear from, is about the Academy of Alchemy course called the Academy of Alchemy, so many A's, the Academy of Alchemy course called The Alchemy of One. You can begin to register for this course on December 1st, and this course will feature the information that's not available anywhere else, only on this course, and it's that of the Kivesta, which means breath of the divine. It's that which breathes life into manifestation. This is one of the most powerful manifestation tools anywhere. and it will again be featured on this course. So check that out on www.academyofalchemy.com. And just a little quick aside, one of the best ways to look at any of Almeen's online courses, which we're going to have students on speaking about their experiences with those courses, but get on the main Spiritual Journeys site, www.spiritualjourneys.com, and you can access on that front page, there's beautiful artwork that will take you, if you click on the artwork for any of the online institutes or academies, it will take you right to the home page of that particular online course, and you can get all the information you need. So, without any further ado, and thank you for your patience with all those announcements which we wanted to get out to you tonight, we're going to speak to our first guest, whose name is Scott, and Scott lives in Ohio, and he's going to tell us about himself, basically some background information, and how he in particular studies with Almeen and how he organizes her information. He's got a real penchant for just really getting to the heart of an issue and asking those tough questions. So, Scott, hello.
Yes, hello. Hi, Jan. Thank you for inviting me to be here. My family, we're a holistic family. We've been doing that for over 20 years. And I have two sons and my daughter-in-law, and she was going through some situations, health issues. So I had worked on her, and she was able to, when I was doing the work, to look through my eyes and see what I could see. Then later on, she was able to... After we had did some clearing work, some of Almeen's joint clearing, the things for teaching, I asked her to look through my hands, and then she could actually see through my hands, and instead of being solid form, things looked to her more as energy. And
can I ask a question? You're talking about the 13 gates?
Yes, the 13 gates. As we cleared the gates, the joints of the body, it's a very powerful clearing. And all of this work or the energy work with Almeen is very easy to do. It's energizing, and you feel really good about doing the work. She makes it very simple. Go to her website and just download the information right off your computer, and then you have it sitting in front of you. And she teaches the thing that I had looked for in this lifetime was trying to find the owner's manual to humanity, which brings some pretty tough questions, because I've looked at many, many teachers, and the teachers were great teachers, but they were teaching what the teachers before them had taught them. And so that was the answers, and you sort of got the same answers, which were great answers, but it was the same thing. And my particular answers, somewhat deeper questions, I could give to Almeen, and she would come up with answers. She would be very excited to have a deep question, and so she would bring through information that possibly had never been accessed by humanity, that was just kept into the God kingdoms or the angelic kingdoms, and she would bring that to us openly and freely. That's what's really exciting, that there's no question too tough. And when you're studying and you would like to go deeper and find answers, it's very, very, very exciting to find someone that can teach from that and openly and willingly pass it on. Because this information, if it had ever been given to humanity, it was definitely kept secret among a very elite and small group on Earth. And now this is open to all the healers, all the people that's been out there on the same journey that I've been on to heal the Earth and help heal humanity and all the kingdoms. And that's why I study with her and continue to study with her. And she does make it very simple to get her information, which is just going to her website. As you said, the easiest place to start out is Spiritual Journeys, which is plural. You need to add the S to the journeys.com. So Spiritual Journeys, that's her front homepage, and you can access most information from that. And she's very willing to give a lot of her information away free. And there's not very many teachers out there that that do that. So that shows the heart and commitment and the soul that Almeen has to helping all of us on this earth plane and all the planes, all the realms that work with us. So,
I'm sorry, Scott. I didn't mean to. Add in here. I thank you very much for mentioning that website because I know people are trying to, you know, write down some notes possibly. So we just want to repeat, you can go to, of course, the Almeen Spiritual Journeys website, which is www.spiritualjourneys.com. And there's a little link right at the very top left that says where to begin in studying with Almeen. So that's right there. You can click on that site, and it's going to take you to a page that actually lays out for you. And you know what? I'm going to click on it right now because I have clicked on it before, but that's what I thought. It takes you to the schoolofarcana.org site, which is www.schoolofarcana.org site. And this site was put together by, this is one of the beautiful ways we work together with Almeen. It's like you come to class and you not only, you know, interact with Almeen and all the other masters, you're bringing information in as well as Almeen is. So we're working together. It's a collaborative effort. So this website itself was put together, a lot of it, by one of a group of Almeen students. So there's a link also on here, where to begin studying with Almeen. And it's got all sorts of categories of information alphabetized and organized in such a way that if you have a particular topic you want to look up, you can just click on it right there, and it'll take you to that information on any different website, whether it's a book it might refer you to, whatever. So it's a very organized, nice tool. I would like to ask you, Scott, Scott comes to class in Ohio, and I'm the facilitator for the Ohio classes with Almeen. You can get on also, again, the Spiritual Journeys website, and there's a link for Study with Almeen calendar. You can get on that, and you can see any class that might be going on around the world, and there's a name and a phone number or an email where you can contact that person and get more details. So I'm really lucky that Scott lives in Ohio, so he comes to the class that we have here, and he's a very bright student, so he asks a lot of key questions that get information moving and bring forth a lot of information. I'd like you to tell him what you brought to class one day, Scott, that was just a way that you organized your information that was really helpful for people to just see, you know, how you had done it.
Yes, the information that Almeen had previously was sharing with us, I had downloaded it off her websites and printed it and put it in notebooks, three-ring binder, and brought it to class to show everyone, you know, the amount of information that Almeen freely passed out. Just give it to anyone that wanted to access it. It's still available. All that information is available, and I was just extremely overwhelmed just because it was free. Because most people, and everyone has to make their choices and their living, but she gave that out, and then the awesome part was that this year she started three schools teaching, and it was online, and that was something that I was really hoping to see come about, because you can get books, and this is basically how everyone did it in the past with all teachings. You buy a book, and you maybe get to see the person that had written a book once or twice at somewhere, you know, along the line in your lifetime, and you just do your study and maybe get a group and study with. And with this group, there's different pods or groups of people around the country that you can do classes with, but this is an online. She started three online courses. They're very explanatory, her teachings. She has audio teachings as well as things that you just download to your computer or download and print out and put in a three-ring binder that you'll have, you know, for your keeping. But that is the teaching. This is the actual hands-on teaching. It's just like you would go to college, and I just, you know, I always thought this was the university, you know, of the universe, and it finally came about. So this is the owner's manual of humanity in the school of university of the universe, and that was my side of it, because I had never found any place that had really given us and that type of information put together to where you can understand it. It's clear to understand it. And then when you have questions, they have a place in the school that other students are in there, and you can ask questions at any time. They post pictures. People have interdimensional pictures of their family, of their animals. It's all loving, compassionate people that's here to help each other and to help us all attain the truth. And that's what I have been seeking for many, many years. And this information has not been out to humanity for thousands of years. So at this time, this is brought forth, and it's very appreciative. I mean, from my heart, you know, I give thanks to Al Mean and all the people that attend the pods, and Jan also for organizing something here in Ohio where I live that's easy for me to get to.
Well, I really concur with your comments, and one of the things I especially like about the online classes, and I just want to name those, it's the Academy of Alchemy, the Institute of Human Potential, and the Institute of Applied Mysticism. And they run on a recurring basis every 3 months. And then this Alchemy of the One is like an additional yet separate piece of the Academy of Alchemy. You don't have to take the Academy of Alchemy course in order to take this additional one-month course. But it's a way that people who have never attended a class with Almeen, who have maybe listened to her radio shows or looked at her websites, but you connect in a much more personal way. As Scott was saying, there's a really nice interactive aspect. There's a forum where you can even type live messages. There's a lot of photos. You can send email to people. And it's really user-friendly to, you know, get a hold of all the curriculum, to save it, to look at it, to study it. And so we really encourage you to check that out if that's an interest to you. I'm going to ask Scott. He's going to be the one who gets to answer first, and all the rest can think about it. But I'm going to put Scott on the spot here and ask him how you live your mastery. Like, how do you integrate Almeen's teachings? If you can kind of say that in a little nutshell for us, how you move through life and live these teachings in your daily life, in your family, your work, etc.
Yes, thing that I believe that it's the core of the teaching is to understand that what we are seeking, what we look for outside of ourselves, it actually, all of it is within us. And I've bought many tools and many books and for healing purposes over the years. And Almeen has and there's many teachers out there giving this lesson now. This is what we're to awaken to, but the Creator is us. It's within us, and we're within the Creator. We're one. So all of us are one. And there's the seeking is really your seeking within, and we're there. And Almeen gives us that opportunity to find that oneness with everything. And when you have a confrontation, or it feels as though that this confrontation, whether it's at work or whatever, then you just go back in and just release the resistance. And it's easier to release resistance when you know that you look over there at that person and you think that's a resistance, but it's really just yourself trying to get something cleared up in your life. And it's reflecting back something that we need to clear and just breathe and release it. And that lets the stress go. We're the creators. We create the stress and we create the fun. And right now, this journey, really, people getting on board now, it's a great time, because it's a joyful time for the teachings. So So that's how come I'm so happy with this teaching is that it's within us, and she helps you realize that that's what it is. And that's been kept secret from us. We were always looking outside of ourselves to find the answers, and they're actually within us, and they always have been.
So for you, self-empowerment, pretty much.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Jan.
You were on.
All right. Okay.
Thank you for
joining.
Bye-bye. Bye, Scott.
Bye for now.
I'm going to ask our next guest, who is a beautiful woman by the name of Sujata, who is going to share a little bit of her background and her life and how she has come to study with Almeen and what kind of differences that has made in her life for her. Hello, Sujata.
Hi, Jen.
Thank you for joining.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself and maybe, you know, whatever's comfortable for you to share of your personal situation and possibly, you know, your background, et cetera, whatever's comfortable for you and what the importance is of Almeen's teachings in your life.
Okay. I'm basically, I call myself a mutt. Because I am, from my mother's side, I am an American. And through her, I am part Irish and part Navajo. And through my father, I am East Indian from India, from the southern part of India. So I've got these three huge cultures mixed in me. And a lot of times it feels like I'm sitting on the fence between all of them.
Mm.
And I've learned how to be able to... you know, look at each piece and say, okay, I want to take this part, but I don't want to take that part. And so it's been a journey, actually, in discovering what I am and who I am, and then always knowing that there is something more than just this physical box that, you know, people like to put you into. And I found Almeen actually through a friend of mine 10 years ago. She gave me her newsletter, and I've been following it and not quite getting it. And then all of a sudden, 2 years ago, it was like some blind was pulled off my eyes, and I go, duh, of course, this is what it is. And it all of a sudden started making sense. And I am so grateful for that. And it sort of skyrocketed my journey in such a quick way that it's breathtaking, actually.
Can you tell us some of the things that you've done? I know that you work with Belvas Batah, which we could explain a little bit for our listeners. Belvas Batah is a healing modality of light and frequency, and the light and frequency is attracted to those places where it would most create balance. So it's a different way of healing than what we have done in the past, where we have used energy to, and we have sent directional type energy to assist with healing. And with Belvas Batah, the light and frequency serve to reveal the underlying perfection. One of our other guests later this evening also works with Belvas Batah a lot. But I know for you, it's been a way for you to, if you would share with us how you've kind of packaged it in a unique way to present it in a unique way, and also how it's created some huge changes in your life in terms of personal freedom and such. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. I tried to figure out, okay, now how do I work with this? And then I started just working on the REM, and I packaged it in the sense that the basic Belvas Batah kit has got, if you look at it, it's got 5 levels in it. And so I broke it up into 2 pieces, and I say, okay, this session is with this, and then the second session is with that. And it seems to work out because when I do the first three levels and then they have a break for a few days and then they come back with the other two, I don't know. There is just a transformation that takes place that is huge.
So do you find that people can make these sort of shifts more effortlessly than you have seen with some other healing modalities?
Yes. Yes. I have been a Reiki master and a whole bunch of two of other things, about seven different other modalities. And this has been very, very amazing to watch. And I've got about five different clients that come and see and use the work. And they are so excited about it because they see the changes immediately. And so I'm left without words, actually.
That's kind of hard for us, isn't it, to be left without words? We're pretty
sad.
Can I just wanted to mention you, which you did bring up. There's a book and a product called Bhavaspata Starter Kit 1, which contains a basic manual, which Sujata referred to, and it also has a CD. And the manual pretty much leads you through how to do either healing sessions or initiations with Bhavaspata. And the CD is one of Almin reading the initiation, the words of initiations in what she calls mother's language, which is a beautiful language. And it's to assist people to learn the pronunciation of the language. It has a European, Germanic type sound to it, but possibly a little challenging for people who speak English, let me say. That was well said there. For English people, maybe a little challenging. So anyway, it's to assist with that. But
It also has a lot of resonance with a lot of the Indian languages. Since I'm from India, I notice a lot of the words are very similar.
Yeah.
But the meanings are, of course, totally different.
Yeah, thank you for pointing that out. So it has a very, I guess it would be best to say, it has a very different sound to it than English or really any other language. So for that reason, Almin made the CD to assist with that. But I know for you, it's also been a way to do something that you love, which is to work with people and assist people to their empowerment and also to provide a sort of a freedom for you in terms of financial aspects, that you're doing something you love, but you're also able to, you know, earn some money doing that. So it's a flow of reciprocity there.
Oh, yes, yes. It has been phenomenal. And I noticed also that when I need time to integrate some of the class material and stuff like that, actually, my clients sort of disappear. And then all of a sudden, when I'm ready for them and I'm okay and I've come back to earth, I've got my feet grounded again, then the phone starts ringing again and they come back again.
So,
and I'm in the back swing again.
So, can I get you to sum up for us then, in a few words, what Almin's teachings have meant to you and the importance of them in your life and how you live the teachings of mastery in your life?
It has brought me a great sense of freedom, in the sense of internal freedom. I don't walk around so much seeing as, you know, a lot of us have issues where we feel like, oh, we're the victim. But this has put me in the space of self-empowerment where, hey, you know what, this is not what it is. And for a person who usually doesn't lost for words, I'm at a loss for words about myself. I'm different. It is so different that friends of mine who haven't seen me for years say, Sue, you're not the same person. No, I'm not. That's about the best I can say is I've done 180-degree turns many, many, many times.
Well, thank you very much for sharing with us, and thank you for being on the show with us tonight, Sujata.
Thanks. I appreciate this. This is wonderful.
Well, I hope that this will be, you know, an important show for people to just be able to connect with real-life situations and hear how, you know, people we have not even met, but, you know, maybe we have seen on one of the online classes, or maybe we've heard a name, but, you know, to put a bit of a face to a name and a story of how things unfold in daily life for each of us. So thank you again.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So I would like to invite Christina, who's on the air with us tonight. She's the co-host of this radio show, and we were kind of called into action pretty quickly to bring this show to life, this three-part series to life. So I want to thank Christina for joining me in this adventure, and I'd like to ask her to talk to us about how she came to study with Almeen. She's in Toronto and attends a class up there, but she also is doing a lot of work with an international feel to it, and I'd like her to talk to us about that, some of the things she's doing with that, and also get her to tell us a little bit about an upcoming class in Sedona and a cruise that's going to be in Mexico. Can you hear us, Christina?
I can, Jan. Okay. Thank you. I'm delighted to be here. Hello, everyone. Thank you for inviting me. I can feel you all. Wow, where do I begin? You know, I think it's back in 1999 when I first attended a class with Almeen. It was weekend workshops back then, and someone had said to me, you know, I think this is where you belong. And I went and, you know, I didn't understand it. I didn't know, you know, what was really happening, but I knew that this is where I was supposed to be. There was, I just felt the instant connection with Almeen. You know, I knew she was my sister. I knew that we were one, and there was just so many amazing people there. I mean, just like what this show is about, is gathering the light family. That's what was happening there, and that for me was the biggest connection. She also was speaking, you know, the star languages, which I had started writing back then. And so for me, this was just like, wow, I'd come off of my own sort of personal journey, and here I was, you know, just taken to an even higher level, or, you know, a more expanded level. So this is where it all began for me, you know, and I did quite a few of the workshops for a couple of the years there, and then I sort of went on my own personal journey, studied with many other teachers. But, you know, I always had Almeen in my heart. I resonated with her the deepest. And so I came back around. Not I came back around, but, you know, I just reconnected. And so I was so delighted to see that she was on the Internet, you know. I mean, she had her website there, Spiritual Journeys, for many years. But she was doing much more, you know, and then there was the classes, and I started attending the pods here in Toronto, which are phenomenal pods. But you know what? They're all phenomenal. I think I've done 6 this year, and it's just, it's hard to explain. I'm not a person that's big on words, but, I feel it. And just to be with your family, and you know what, Almeen, like Scott shared with us, and like Sujata shared with us, and you, Jan, and what Sandra will share with us. I mean, this is what it's all about. And the information that's coming through, you know, the secret information, the hidden information, the reconnecting with our star brothers, and I mean, there's so much. The courses are powerful courses. And I think that they will just, you know, take people to levels much quicker. So this is what all resonates with me. And so it's exciting, and it's where I know I'm to be, and I know that it's what's right for me at this time. So what happened was I have a radio show. Anita and I, our beautiful sister Anita, started a radio show about a year ago, and it was the same kind of thing, gathering the light family. And we do sound healing, so we started doing that. But then when I reconnected with Almeen again, I was like, oh, this is a wonderful platform to connect even more with her, and invited her onto the show, which was overwhelming. It was our best show. And it was, it opened it up to so many more people, you know, as well. Amin has her own radio shows as well, but we wanted to provide that platform for her. And so then I decided, hey, well, here in Toronto, you know, we have our wonderful Pod family that we gather every 2 weeks at Finan's, and he's the facilitator here. And we gather every 2 weeks for meditation, for discussion, you know, for questions and answers, and, you know, just to connect and share. And I said, hey, this is a great opportunity to do the radio show. Let's invite Amin. And, I mean, it's just like having a pod, being at a pod. And so we started doing that. We've been doing that for about several months now. And we have another one coming up on December 16th. So that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to, you know, bring that platform to more, not just to the students, like there's so many students internationally, so that they could, like, you know, tune in with us at the same time and be with us and expand that, you know, to more people so they could become even more familiar with Almin. Very quickly, we're also going to be doing a Spanish-English show that's going to be coming up so that we can expand into the Spanish world. I mean, it's just so huge, and we're really looking forward to that. And as soon as we've got a date set up, we will let you know, because we do have a few more shows coming up, so I'll be able to give you that information. What else? Oh, yes. We've got two fantastic classes coming up, one in Sedona, Arizona, and one on the Mexico cruise. The Sedona class is January 21st, 22nd, 23rd, and the Mexico cruise is January 24th to the 31st. Now, there's an amazing package deal here for both if you want to do that. And that's like $12.95 plus tax, and it's filling up very, very quickly right now. So I recommend that, you know, if you feel the resonance with this and you want to attend the class, then sign up quickly. And you can do that actually with Joanne, who's the Sedona facilitator. She's got a website for that, which is www.funinthe1getaways.com. If you just want to do the cruise and the Mexico one, you can go to my website, as I'm the facilitator for the Mexico one, and that's at www.alminternationalmystic.com. These are phenomenal classes that are coming up. I know we don't have much time left here, but I will try to, you know, in the next show, share a bit more with you on that. But please check out the websites, because these are going to be fantastic classes.
That is great. That is just what I wanted you to say for all of our listeners. And you're right. We do want to get our beautiful sister Sandra on here, too. Since we're a little late starting, we want to get her on here, because she is a little dynamo of love and light and Belvaspita. She's doing a lot with Belvaspita. So thank you very much, Christina. And I'm going to come and revisit you at another time about your essence of what Almin's teachings mean to you.
Yes,
and I'm going to say hello. Thank you. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to run over you there.
No, thank you. I definitely would like to share more because it's been a long, beautiful journey.
All right. Thank you. And I'm going to say hello to Sandra.
Hello, Jen.
Hi, love.
How are you? It's such a delight to be here with our beloved Light family.
Thank you. I know you are. You can just go. I can just let you loose, and you will go. I'm going to ask you to just
tell
how you came to study with Almin and what the big changes you have found in your life to be through
well,
study.
I tell you, I remember when I came to listen to Almin 3-hour lecture at Total Health Show. It was already life transforming for me. I could her presence and her light. It was unbelievable. I bursted my first field prior to my first class, and when I was in class the next morning, I experienced something I have never experienced before. It was complete silence of my mind just by sitting next to her. And it was just such an unknown, unknowable experience. And I just knew that I was before. So somebody that was going to really take me into my mastery, because Almin empowers all her students into mastery, and she is the only one that I know that she teaches what she doesn't even know. So these two qualities for me are precious, and I appreciate her, and I have no words to express my love and praise and gratitude for bringing forth Belvastata, the sacred modality of healing with the heart. And I say to everybody, because everybody is used to complicated methods of healing, and they have to study, and years have to pass by before they become something called masters. And I tell them the only requirement to be a Belvastata grandmaster is to have a heart. And basically everybody qualifies right on the spot.
Yeah.
I always wanted to be a healer or of service to humanity, and I was not really, didn't find anything before until Belvastata came into my life, and it was exactly what I've been waiting for. And ever since, I tell you, is the angels, the frequencies, you can call them either way, but they are the bridge to the way the modality works is through sigils. I don't know if we want to talk a little bit about how it works, is with sigils, which are more than symbols, and they have a frequency, specific frequency. And when I want to break down these pieces of information for the general public, I say sigils are like the bridge between humans and angels. This is the language where we can actually receive their frequencies. And you don't even have to think about it, what it is that you want to change. You don't have to believe in it. It's totally effortless. And it happens whether you believe or not. How quick it will happen, it all depends in how readily you are to embrace the frequencies.
I like how Almin always says, I like your explanation, and I like the one that Almin uses where if you have the name of an angel, because we do call upon the frequencies of the angelic kingdom, as Sandra is saying, when we use Belvastata. But if you have a sigil and a name, a sigil is like their phone number. So when you have their name and their phone number and you're asking for a life-enhancing purpose, something that uplifts all life, they are required to come and bring their assistance to you. So it's like you have a direct line to this light and frequency that is represented by angelic kingdom. And I want to say, too, there's a beautiful website called www.belvastata.org, which has some more information on there for people who might want to look at it. There's some also information on Spiritual Journeys website, and I know I've given that a few times already, so I won't give that here, but there's lots of information. It's in Almin's books. Also, I know for sure it's in Ring of Truth and Life of Miracles. In the back, there's a Belvastata section, so there's many places you can go to look about this information. I know that Sandra is helping Christina also with doing some Spanish translation for the radio station, and I know she also is doing some other work with that. But can you leave us? We have to kind of wind up here. I'm sorry to say the night has gone very quickly, but can you tell us, Sandra, in a nutshell, what has Almin brought to you that have made some of the greatest changes in your life, like the gift that her teachings have brought to you?
Well, I feel that I am living a journey of miracles. That it's completely unfolding miracle after miracle, because I'm living from my heart and I'm creating truth. I'm not seeking truth outside myself. I am creating truth spontaneously. I can tell you, Almin has taught me that I am my own master, and I'm here to live a life of delight, which is a life that's a new purpose that we have. And I just want to add that Belvastata is the only modality, the only healing modality that originates directly from the infinite. So for me, this is very profound. So yeah, I take it with such a reverence and gratitude and dignity, because there is nothing, no other modality that it comes directly as a gift to humanity from the infinite. I just wanted to say that, and thank you very much for allowing me to put my love, praise, and gratitude for such sacred work, and I am so delighted to be part of the family. Thank you, Jen.
Thank you for joining us, and I know we're going to be talking about Bel Hospital on some future shows, so you're very active with the Bel Hospital community in Toronto, I know, so we'll be sure and have you back. Hopefully we'll have some other Bel Hospital masters who work extensively with it. There's Grace, who's in Ireland, and there's myself here in the U.S. I'm also the dean of the Academy of Alchemy. And there is a directory on that www.belhospital.org site where people who are registered practitioners are listed on that site. So if you are in search of someone that you can contact for either an initiation or a session with them, or if you just want to even ask a question, you can certainly email me, and my information is on there, as well as many other masters. There's also a sort of an informal mystery school that's organized around Bel Hospital, which is totally independent of Balmain, but there's Paul in Wisconsin, who has Northern Lights Mystery Academy. There's Denisa in Colorado, who has Capstone Academy. And then I originally started with Balmain's Blessing Capstone Mystery Academy as an invitation for anybody who wants to work or study with Balmain's information to organize under that name. So please look at the Bel Hospital website. Look at all of Balmain's websites. There's a treasure trove of information there. And I want to thank all of our guests for being here tonight. I want to thank Christina very much.
Thank you, Jen. Thank you.
I would like to invite you again to join us on December 1st, which is next Tuesday, for the second part of this series of looking at the Gathering of the Light family. And I would like to thank Almeen for the opportunity to be on this radio show tonight. And the thing that I would like to share with everyone in just a few seconds is that what I have seen in Almeen is I lived for outside myself my whole life until the first time I ever went to her house, and I felt like I came to a class not knowing what to expect, but when I entered her home and connected with her, I just felt like every second, every experience I had had in my life up to that point led me directly there, and I just was really overcome with emotion, because what I value is that every step she takes on her journey, she turns around and holds out her hand and says, come along, you can do it too. And she shares with us how she has done that. And then we also can hold out our hands to each and every one who wants to walk on the path. So thank you all very much. We're going to end our show this evening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you, Joanne. Good night. Blessings and love.
We hope you've enjoyed today's show, Windows into Eternity with Al Mee. Please join us again next week.